Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
I love to talk. That's why I was the sister who was nominated for this.
Very good. Very good.
I'm the saucy one. She's the sweet one.
Excellent. Well, first of all, Julie, tell me how this whole thing got started. You've got the two cookbooks now. What was your inspiration to do this initially?
Well, for me personally, it was the fact that my kids couldn't survive on noodles and butter, and I needed to learn how to cook, and I was so lucky to have a sister who's so skilled in the kitchen. So the genesis of our first book, Bite Me, was really her teaching me how to cook and how to feed my family, because getting that age-old question, what's for dinner, it's a tough one to answer if the answer is always noodles and butter. And, you know, few of us have the time for an eight-hour broth, though we do all love Martha. Many of us need to have that quick, dependable recipe. And cooking, you know, easy cooking doesn't have to be an oxymoron. There is such a thing as great home cooking.
And people really want that these days, don't they? They want to, like you say, they watch Martha and they go, yeah, well, be nice to have the time to do that.
Oh, but we worship her.
Yeah.
Yet to be able to, the reality of doing that is just, you know, I'd love to hand blow glass, but it's not going to happen. So, you know, there are many things Martha does that we admire, but, you know, for us, it's really that anyone, our philosophy is that anyone can cook and anyone can entertain, and you just need to be given the skills to do it.
So you've actually learned this from your sister?
Absolutely. She has taught me everything I know. She's my 911. She's my 411. And, you know, when I have turned from Blunder Woman in the kitchen to, dare I say, a bit of a Wonder Woman in the kitchen because of my sister.
That's great. Now, but glancing at the cookbook, it doesn't look like the recipes are simple, because they all look fabulous.
They are. And, you know, really they are simple, because if I can cook, anyone can. And following my sister's recipes, it's really home cooking. We don't send people on missions to specialty stores. You can get all the ingredients at your local grocery store. And so we want to make it easy and approachable and give people guaranteed hits, you know, in the kitchen and on the table.
And you seem to really have fun with the cookbook itself and with some of the illustrations.
We're extremely playful people. And, you know, we've really laughed our way through creating both of our cookbooks. And to us, you know, as Milton Berle said, laughter is an instant vacation. So we like to laugh. We like to have a great time. And we don't take ourselves too seriously. Though the recipes all work, you know, we're not really about the shellac chicken. We're about having a great time and making everyone, bringing fun into the kitchen and to the table, too.
So tell me about what you call some of the chapters, the fun titles you have.
Is this a family show? I'm not sure I can say it. You see, I'm the naughty sister and Lisa is the sweet one. But, you know, our chapters range from Toss Me, which is salads, satisfying salads, to spoon. In our first book, we had Spoon Me for soups. In our second book, we have Stock Me for soups. We have everything from, let me just see, Grab Me, our appetizers. There's Amuse Me, which is the other book with the appetizers. There's Stock Me for soups, Pick Me for vegetables, Fuel Me for pasta and rice, Foul Me is our poultry section, Hook Me is our fish and seafood. I won't tell you what our meat section is, because, or our brunch, I'm going to have to skip over that one too, but our dessert section is Tempt Me, and our parties. In the second book, Bite Me Too, we do have a section with seven themed parties, and it shows people how they can, you know, decorate on a dime, and really all of the propping throughout the book was done primarily at the dollar store and craft stores.
Fun.
Yeah, I mean, you can really, it's not rocket science. Anyone can do it, and you just have to be given some of the tips. It was sort of like me with cooking. You know, I had to be given the framework, and I was able to do it, and my sister can now entertain. So if the two of us can do those both of those things, anyone can.
That's great. Now, desserts are always a favorite. Do you have a favorite dessert from the cookbook, and you can tell me how you made it special?
Oh, my gosh. There are so many. Lisa really, her background is in baking, so she really knocked every single one of these recipes out of the park. I would say one of my favorites is the lemonade layer cake. It's just, you know, we'll be making that for our mother for Mother's Day. I hope she's not listening, but she'll be getting that. I love the lemonade layer cake. I also love the frosted coconut cupcakes. I know people say cupcakes are a trend, but for us, they are forever great.
Sounds good to me. Now, would this cookbook make a good gift for Mother's Day?
Oh, absolutely. The Bite Me Too is a great gift for Mother's Day because it will make every other day of every mother's year easier. It will answer on a consistent basis that vexing question, what's for dinner? And so we're looking to make people's lives easier, and we're looking to bring some fun and entertainment into the kitchen and to the table.
Fantastic. And what are some of the little tips you give for making things a little easier?
That's Lisa's area. You know, what do we do to make things easier? It's that you don't have to perfect. We're not looking for perfectionists. It's to relax, to have a good time with it, to take advantage of things in your pantry and items from the local grocery store, to use quality products, to stroll the aisles. I get normed every time I walk into the dollar store. They're like, Julie, what you doing today? They find it very confusing when I go to check out and I have 12 hammers in my shopping cart. And that's just because we're preparing for Father's Day already. So, you know, I think it's relaxing and having a good time with things.
Yeah, absolutely. And I like what you say, too, about, you know, getting good quality ingredients. That'll carry you a long way.
Absolutely. And that's Lisa's main, you know, that is her main criteria is good quality ingredients.
And now let's just talk a little bit about the business side. How hard is it to put together a cookbook? And how hard is it to get it published and do what you've done over the last few years?
Well, our first book, which was Bite Me, we self-published. And we were lucky enough to go on to sell over 25,000 copies across Canada. And that did get the attention of a number of publishers. And we went with a Canadian publisher for our second book because really we're in the business of writing books and creating them, not in the distribution and the other elements that come with it. That was, you know, writing them alone is a full-time job for us. And so with our second book, we did go with a publisher, and it's been a very different experience, but it's a great experience. We love writing our books. We are now branching into more themed parties. We'll be throwing some themed parties, and we'll have those online at bitemecookbook.com. And we're really excited about that. So we're just going to keep going. And as we're creating these parties, we're creating new books.
Great. So the online element has really added to the whole business of cookbooks,
hasn't
it?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But we're still paper people, and we will digitize our books eventually. We still love the feel of a cookbook in the kitchen. And, you know, I can't tell you how many people have said to us how much they love reading our books in addition to using them. And to us, that's the greatest compliment. You know, we have stacks of cookbooks on our night tables. And I think a lot of people are like that. You know, we live in the age of food porn. Can I say that on the radio?
Yes, you can. That's funny. Well, okay, you just made me feel a whole lot better because, you know, that stack is beside my bed, too.
Oh, everybody. And, you know, to us, that's a great thing. We want to be in your kitchen. We want to be, you know, on your night table as well. So to us, that's great. That's how we do it, too.
Excellent. Well, it's great that you do something you love and that you're able to do it for a living as well. I think that's terrific.
We feel the same way. And, you know, we're very lucky because we're two sisters who really admire what the other one is good at. And Lisa does all the recipe development. I do the writing and the look of the book. And together, you know, we make for a good team.
Fantastic. And give me that online address again, the web address that people can get.
We're at bitemecookbook.com.
That's pretty easy. People can get all the information they need there.
Absolutely.
Okay. And can they purchase the books online there as well?
They can, yes. We will have links. We do have links to where you can buy the books.
Fantastic. Now, are you guys from Toronto originally?
We are. We're Toronto girls, born and bred.
Excellent.
Yes.
Super. Well, Julie, great chatting.
Well, thank you so much.
I love the cookbook, and it'll be going beside my bed tonight.
Oh, thank you. That's so nice.
And in the kitchen eventually, too.
We're honored.
Well, thank you, and have a great day. Great chatting.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye now.